brought to you by Penguin.
Sense Hacking by Charles Spence. Read by Sam Wolfe. 1. Introduction. From the moment we are born until the last breath we take, sensation is fundamental to our existence. Everything we perceive, experience, and know comes to us through our senses. As Francis Galton, Charles Darwin's half-cousin, noted in 1883, the only information that reaches us concerning outward events appears to pass through the avenue of our senses, and the more perceptive the senses are of difference, the larger is the field upon which our judgment and intelligence can act. Yet, paradoxically, what many of us complain about is sensory overload. We are all tired of being bombarded by too much noise, too much information, and too many distractions. Just think about how much multitasking you do these days. According to a 2015 report by the business consultancy Accenture, 87% of us use multiple media devices at the same time. And the problem is only getting worse, with the world apparently getting faster, faster. Look closely, though, and it soon becomes apparent that it is mostly our higher rational senses, namely our hearing and vision, that can communicate large amounts of information and which are easily targeted by technology that are being overstimulated. It is much harder to find anyone complaining about having to deal with too many smells, at least not since the plethora of scent strips in magazines has reduced, too much touch, or else an overabundance of taste. It is, in other words, all a matter of getting the sensory balance right. North American researcher Tiffany Field, from the Touch Research Institute and Miller School of Medicine in Miami, has been arguing for years that most of us are touch-hungry, and that this may be leading to a range of negative outcomes for our health and well-being. The skin, by far the largest organ we sense with, accounts for something like 16 to 18% of our body mass. In recent years, researchers have discovered that the hairy skin, that is, all the skin on your body, except for the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet, is packed with sensory receptors that need to be gently stroked. Such warm interpersonal touch conveys a wide range of benefits for our social, cognitive, and emotional well-being. Interpersonal touch between couples is so powerful that it can even help to relieve physical pain. The stress-buffering social support provided by frequent hugging also reduces one's susceptibility to upper respiratory tract infection and illness. And if you don't have anyone to cuddle, don't worry. There are now professional huggers who, for a fee, will give you one. So, neglect your biggest sense at your peril. The COVID-19 pandemic set many of us thinking how we might deliver the touch that we all so urgently need from afar. We will return in the final chapter to the question of how technology may be used to deliver this interpersonal touch at a distance. It has been estimated that more than 1 billion people will be over 60 years of age by the year 2025. Many older people complain about a lack of stimulation because no one wants to touch them since they have become, they say, physically unattractive. Aging takes its toll on all our senses, though the decline starts at different ages for each of them. Fortunately, we have hearing aids and glasses to ameliorate the deterioration of sight and sound, but crucially, there is as yet nothing that can be done to restore our more emotional senses of touch, smell, and taste. Consequently, the elderly are in very real danger of suffering sensory underload. If you ask which of their senses they would miss the most, most people immediately say their sight. However, the data from quality of life indicators and suicide rates indicate that those who have lost their sense of smell are actually often much worse off. After all, many of those losing vision later in life can still picture their loved ones when hearing their voices.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?